Greetings, you magical skeletons, you. It's Vikram Baligan, and we're back with another episode of The Plant Prof. Today is Friday the 20th of this lovely year of 2020 in the month of November. Hey guys, I'm sleepy today. I'm recording episodes for like today, so today the 20th, as well as for the weekend, and it's like 8:30 in the morning and I'm already ready for a nap. I don't know what's wrong with me. My brain will just not kick into gear. So we'll see how this ends up. But we will soldier on, and soldier on we shall. Okay, so I keep promising you hydroponics and I keep not delivering, and I hope you're not mad at me. Are you mad at me? Well, don't be mad at me. Come on. Don't be disappointed either. That's almost worse. But I posted a meme on my Twitter, I think on the Planthropology Twitter, it was maybe yesterday or day before recently, it was just a picture of trees growing over like signs. And it got me thinking about how much misunderstanding there is about how trees grow. There are some really common misconceptions about how trees grow. And there's this thought that trees just like push up from the soil. They just like displace the soil. Or some people apparently, I watched a Mark Rober video on TikTok like yesterday. And he was talking about how there's this conception that trees like consume soil to turn into wood, to turn into more tree. And that's certainly not true. And I didn't actually even realize that was a misconception, but apparently it is. But a lot of people think like trees, like there's a giant tree hidden underground or something, and it just like pushes up from the ground, or that new wood is added at the base of the tree and it just pushes like existing tree material and tissue up into the air. I remember, have y'all ever watched Psych? It's a really funny like detective TV show. I think it was on USA or something. Petri Dish. Sean, if you're out there listening, I know you watch it. I know you enjoy that show. That's something we share, Sean. And actually, Sean and I also share a birthday. And not just like the day, July 2nd, but we were literally born on the same day. And we both podcast and we found each other through Twitter. Super weird. Anyway, that has nothing to do with trees. Except that his name's Sean and that he likes Psych. Anyway, so there's an episode of Psych, and this is an old episode. I guess they all are at this point. But they're trying to solve a murder, right? And they're like, this guy was shot, and the bullet's gone, and we don't know what to do. And they come to, I guess, decide that this guy was shot, and the bullet went all the way through him, and it's stuck in a tree outside. So it shot the guy, went through him, went through the window, stuck in the tree. And so they go outside and they're looking for this bullet. And they're like, oh, there's no bullet here. There's no bullet here. We can't find the bullet. And Sean, the main character, goes, oh, but this was 10 years ago. So now the bullet's up there in the tree because the tree has grown. That is not how it works, Sean. Not how it works. So there is a good chance that they would not have been able to find that bullet. But it's not because it grew up in the air, but because the tree grew around it. So it turns out if you go out and you stick a nail in a tree, or if you carve a heart in it, or carve your name in it, that nail or heart or whatever will be in that exact point in space forever. Because the tree doesn't, wherever tree exists, wherever tree tissue exists, it will always exist right there. But the tree will grow out around it. So trees have two main growing points. And the first of the growing points is at the very tip of the tree or at the tips of the branches. And we call these apical meristems. And those are the places where cells are dividing and those branches are elongating, or the main stem is elongating. And that on a plant is where most of your growth happens. You may see them called either a terminal bud or a growing bud or something like that, but it's an apical meristem. So meristematic tissue is a place in a tree or in a plant, any plant really, where cell division is happening and new growth is happening. So that's your first meristem, the apical meristem. There's also a cambial meristem. And that's kind of hard to say, apparently. Cambial layer. So if you go out and you take your pocket knife or you take a something sharp and you scratch away the outside bark on the tree, you'll see a green layer of tissue. And that's called your meristem. That's where your phloem is. So that phloem is tissue in a tree that conducts sugars and other compounds from the leaves where that's produced down through the system of the tree to the parts where it's used and into the roots where it's also used. And inside of that is your xylem tissue. And your xylem is kind of like, it's a little hard to describe, I guess, but it's like a straw with a lock system. So you'll get a straw. So think about like stacking up straws. And you get your first straw, and then you put another one on top of it, but you don't set it right on top. You offset it just a little bit. So there's a little bit of an overhang. So that's not exactly a completely correct representation, but think about it as ways for water to move up the tree. Xylem conducts water from the roots up to the leaves where it's released as a gas to the atmosphere, working this whole big transpirational vacuum pump system in a plant. We'll talk more about that on another episode. It's really fascinating. But there's places where as water gets pulled up the tree, essentially where it can just sit and wait for a short time while pressure continues to build in the system. It's really interesting. So you've got your bark, you have your cambial layer, which is your xylem and your phloem, but that cambial layer is only a few cells thick. It's really thin. So if you were to go out and take a weed eater and cut all the way around a tree, you could kill that tree because you cut that very thin cambial layer and the tree can't conduct water and nutrients up and down the plant, okay? So that's your main growing point. So it grows, it forms what we see as a tree ring, and the next year, a new cambial layer forms on the outside of that one. So if you look at tree rings, like if you were to bisect a tree, look at a tree ring, it starts as a small twig in the center, usually a round circle, and then you get rings that build off of that. Those rings are that xylem and phloem, that cambial growing point that is expanding the tree. So if you were to go out again and put a nail or carve a heart into that tree, eventually that cambial layer will grow out and it can grow over and around the damage. Trees don't heal like we do, right? So if you get a cut, your cells like re-knit them back together, themselves back together, and your tissue rebuilds. In a tree, they compartmentalize damage. So like if you, again, stick a nail in there or take a chunk out of a tree, essentially, the tree just abandons that piece of tissue, causes these special cells to like seal it off, and then the tree will eventually grow out around it. So this is practical. Like if you leave a chain in a tree, if you leave a bicycle sitting in a tree, and I joke, but that has happened. If a tree is planted right up against a fence or something else, eventually, provided that tree lives and grows long enough, it can grow over lots of things. So trees out in the forest will sometimes grow over other trees, and you'll get this weird thing where if you take a cross section of a tree, you can see a tree inside another tree. It's really strange. But they'll grow over signs. They'll grow over fence lines and bicycles. And, you know, if your dog sits still too long. So tree growth is really fascinating. And they don't turn soil into wood. They turn carbon out of the atmosphere into wood. So when we talk about all the carbon that's in our atmosphere and how it's kind of a big deal that's not great, one of the ways that trees remediate that is by taking that carbon in and through photosynthesis, turning it into sugar and locking it up in wood for the life of the tree. So we'll talk more at some point about tree growth. There's a lot that goes into this. Maybe I'll do all of next week on some details about what I talked about. But I promise you'll get your hydroponics. So tomorrow, Saturday, and then Sunday, I will talk about different types of hydroponic systems. But yeah, that's all. See you tomorrow.